Climb to Glory, Legacy of the 10th Mountain Division Ski Troopers was produced by Warren Miller Entertainment. It features the company's longtime pro skier Chris Anthony. The film is being presented tonight by the Aspen Valley Ski and Snowboard Club and the Aspen Historical Society. Nina Gabbianelli is the Society's Vice President of Programming and Education.
The 10th Mountain Division servicemen were a special unit, several units actually, formed to navigate through the mountains in Europe through the Second World War.
And decades after, too. But during those years of World War II, they trained at Camp Hale near Leadville and the surrounding areas, and that sometimes brought them into the Roaring Fork Valley.
On training exercises and on leave, oftentimes sleeping at the Hotel Jerome on the lobby floor, for throwing their sleeping bag down on the floor for about a dollar, and getting dinner, enjoying an Aspen crud, which back then was a vanilla milkshake laced with rum or bourbon, many shots of.
And many of the servicemen went on to start ski areas around the country, including in Aspen.
What they saw was a beautiful mountain, an old Victorian city falling down, no doubt, but empty lots in Aspen were $25. An old Victorian home in the West End you could pick up for $100 back taxes. And these gentlemen vowed to return and start a ski resort.
Tonight's screening will include a question and answer session with 10th Mountain Division veteran Dick McCrudden, who's also a longtime local. In the film, viewers will see the clothing and gear the servicemen used, which, fair to say, was much more demanding than today's cutting-edge backcountry gear. Chris Anthony and other pro skiers try making turns in the original gear. Again, Nina Gabbianelli.
They're not good. They don't stay upright for very long. It's very funny.
Colorado Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame in Vail also played a part in putting the film together. On a sober note, the film also features Tony Seibert, the grandson of a 10th Mountain Division vet who helped start Vail Ski Area. The younger Seibert died in an avalanche earlier this year. Climb to Glory screens tonight at the Wheeler Opera House at 6. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.